With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli journalist Haviv Rediger says the Biden administration offered a lot of bad advice to Israel about its war in Gaza.
The Biden administration said things about not going into Rafah that were patently ridiculous. There were, it would take 4 months, they said, to move the civilians out in order to fight Hamas. Well, it ended up taking 12 days.
Geer adds that Joe Biden's desire to assist Israel was always counterbalanced by a need to placate the anti-Israel wing of the Democrat Party and insist the Biden White House offered poor direction on the war against Hamas, partly due to a poor understanding of the actual battlefield.
The kinds of statements they made about Rafah, about Gaza, it always seemed as though on one wall in the National Security Council briefing room, they have a map of Ukraine, and on another, they have a map of Gaza, and the maps are the same size, so they kind of assumed Gaza is this enormous place. Gaza is a 25-kilometer territory.
Geer was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network, also at srnnews.com. Economist and author Stephen Moore says President Trump was right to end collective bargaining for federal workers.
There's a reason why federal employees have benefits that are 30% to 40% higher than a comparably skilled private worker. The fact that their wages are higher than what private sector workers get is because nobody is looking out for the taxpayer at the negotiating table.
Moore was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump's new tariffs marking an all-in bet that his economic vision will indeed pay off for Americans. Mr. Trump has promised the taxes on imports will bring about a domestic manufacturing renaissance and help fund an extension of his 2017 tax cuts. This is SRN News. The Trinity. Do you believe in it?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey from the Pew Research Center says a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against women in sports. Manhattan Institute's Leon Saper says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Saper adds that the president is, quote, putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position. This is SRN News. United States Naval Academy removing nearly 400 books from its library.
The Naval Academy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books for a closer look. Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so this past week. John Scott reporting.
Auburn coach Bruce Pearl, Florida's Todd Golden, and Duke's John Shayer are basketball rivals in the Final Four over this weekend with a very unique thread of connection. All three of them are Jewish, with careers that have cut various paths through Israel. To have three Jewish head coaches at one of the biggest sporting events in America comes at a time when a number of university campuses grapple with protest over the current war. More details at srnnews.com.